Good morning, everyone. My name is Rosie, and today I have the pleasure of introducing the Blue Hill Mountain Stories, recorded by George Stevens Academy's audio production class and produced for WERU by Rosie Landrum. Today's piece features an interview with Blue Hill resident Denny Robertson, conducted by George Stevens Academy senior Logan Spratt. Denny Robertson, a graduate of George Stevens Academy, speaks about his lifelong relationship with Blue Hill Mountain. Growing up and living in Blue Hill almost his entire life, he shares memories from his childhood and life around the mountain. Robertson was the previous fire chief of the Blue Hill Fire Department and shares the story of the fire tower being built atop the mountain. Still actively involved in local firefighting, this interview was interrupted when Denny had to go because of a fire call. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to WERU this morning. These are the Blue Hill Mountain Stories. Enjoy, Denny Robertson.
My name's Denny, and I've screwed up already. How would I introduce myself? I guess just call me Denny. I've lived here all my life. 84 years, so it's been a long, good trip.
And you've lived in Blue Hill all of your life, you've said?
Not yet. So,
Blue Hill Mountain, what does it mean to you?
Blue Hill Mountain, well, I think I would lean towards the indigenous people. It's sort of holy to look at it. It's an identifying icon for people in the village and visitors that come through here. There have been inroads in that since my childhood, and there was many ways that the mountain helped the town, watching for fires after the Bar Harbor fire. In 1949, they began to synchronize who had the fire department and who didn't. And so we get into that. And it served that purpose when they put up the tower. I know Gordon Emerson had a Jeep, and he hauled whatever he could in that to aid in putting that tower up. And that tower stood until a short time ago, and then they took them down. They had not used them on this end of their life for quite a number of years. As I said earlier, in the firehouse, there's the blueprints and papers that they had for building that fire tower. My father told me, I never saw it, it got knocked down, but they had a cairn or a pile of stones with a defined circular. And it's because Blue Hill isn't a mountain, it's a hill. And by adding that little 10 feet or 12 feet, whatever it was, they had a mountain. And I had written a book in 0010. I think it was when I wrote a book on Blue Hill Fire Company and up to that point. And I had gotten the fires and the ones that come along. And you'll see reference in it to the mountain, the tower, and stuff like that. When I got to be about 12 years old, they released me a little bit. I'd gotten older, and they let us go up the mountain. We'd climb up sometimes two or three times a day. It was neat. There were two roads at that time. There's quite a few roads now, but there was a place where the mountain just lay fallow. They allowed it to be itself.
Do what you gotta do, man. You're good.